word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word 2016. We're looking forward to broadcasting for another year on this great radio station. We hope that you join us this year as we study the Word of God. We're actually going to be continuing our study from last year. We were working on Psalm 119, and everywhere that the Bible said, Thy Word. And we're going to continue that study, but we're not going to begin it until next week. This week, we want to give you some background on Consider His Word, a little bit of testimony where this program came from and why we call it Consider His Word. Now, to get more information, I would encourage you to go to our website at www.considerhisword.org. Now, at the website, the first thing you're going to see is a place where you can order my book, also called Consider His Word. And this is a great time to order that book. You see, Consider His Word, the book, is a daily devotional. It will take you through the Bible in a year if you'd like to read through the Bible, and I would encourage you to do that. It also has a verse for every day, a verse for the day, and then a short devotional for each day. And so I'd consider you go look at that. Also, you can go back and hear old programs. If you want to go back and hear the beginning of our series on Psalm 19, you can go back and pick up with those programs. And as I said, we're going to be continuing that next week. Today we want to do some things a little bit different. Why Consider His Word? Why do we call it Consider His Word? It's because we believe the Word of God is, first of all, worthy of your consideration. Paul said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. That's from 2 Timothy 2:7. We believe that the Word of God is worthy of consideration. Beginning in the book of Joshua, the Bible tells us that we ought to meditate in the Word of God, which simply means to think about it. So many times we read the Scripture and just kind of read through it, and we go through the motions, and you close your Bible and walk away, and first of all, you don't have any idea what you read, and secondly, it had no impact on your life at all. The Word of God ought to be read very systematically and very carefully, because it is God speaking to us. The Bible gives us everything that God wants us to know for today. So we call the program Consider His Word, and encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Holy Bible. When we say consider His Word, we're specifically talking about the Bible. It is the Word of God. And the Word of God is worthy of your consideration and worthy of you to take some time to think about what it says. And in this program, we want to encourage you to do that, not just to do a cursory or just a quick reading and close it up and go away and don't even pay any attention to it again, but that the Word of God would have an impact in your life. You know, the Bible is an amazing book. It has stood the test of time. And it continues to be one of the best-selling books of all history. Whether you read a King James Bible or some other version for your convenience, I want to encourage you to get into the Word of God. The Bible changes lives. It has changed my life and continues to change people's lives every day. And it's sad to say that though many proclaim to believe the Bible and believe what's in its pages, few have actually read it and understood what it says. Let me ask you this. Could you tell someone the story of the Bible from beginning to end? And maybe it's because you haven't read it from beginning to end and cannot tell the story of the Word of God. If somebody came to you and said, "What's the Bible about?" How would you answer that? How would you tell them and explain to them that God is speaking to us, wrote in His Word by inspiration the things that He wants us to know? In the same fashion, many who have perhaps read the Word of God have rejected it and thrown it away, and some have rejected the Bible not even knowing what it says and not even knowing what it's about. And yet they'll say, "Oh, just, you know, it's a book full of stories and maybe wise sayings and the story of Jesus, but the Bible is so much more than all of those things. The Word of God is so important to us. So why should we consider it?" You see, I believe, first of all, because it's just that. It is the Word of God. When God created us and put Adam there in the Garden of Eden, He didn't create us and then just walk away. Even when Adam sinned, God did not just walk away. In fact, He gave Adam of a promise of one day there would become one that would come to crush, to annihilate the serpent. And God gave us His Word so that we could know Him and know what He expects of us and know how that we can have a relationship with Him. There's a great passage of Scripture in Deuteronomy. It's Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through 14. The Bible says this, "For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It's not in heaven that thou shouldest say, 'Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it?' Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, 'Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it?' But the word is nigh unto thee in thy mouth and in thine heart that thou mayest do it." You see, God has given His Word that we can have it. We don't have to go search for some message from God, like, you know, the proverbial wise man sitting up on a mountain somewhere trying to hear something from God. No, God has given you His Word, and He's given you what He wants you to know. I think we must consider the Word of God because it's such a miracle book. It's miracle in its inspiration. 1 Timothy 3:16, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness." The word inspiration literally means it's God-breathed. God literally breathed out His Word to you, given to us through holy men that God used to convey His message. That's what inspiration is, how that God spoke to someone's heart and through the Spirit of God had them write down what He was saying to them. 2 Peter 1:20-21 says, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." You see, the Word of God was written by God's will. It is the will of God, not the will of man. Somebody once said that the Bible is a book that man would not write if he could, nor could not write if he would. You see, it's a miracle book. It's miracle in its inspiration. It's miracle in its imperfection. The Bible is perfect in every way. It is without error. And I know that some try to find contradictions in the Bible, but you read the Scripture and study the Scripture, you'll find that those contradictions aren't there at all. The Bible is complete. In the Word of God, God has revealed everything He wants us to know about Him Everything he wants us to know about heaven, everything he wants us to know about salvation, everything about how to live for him. I believe the Bible is also a miracle book and is worthy of our consideration because it is truth. Jesus said that himself, praying in the garden. As he was praying to the Father, there he said, "Thy word is truth." I think it's a miracle because of its endurance. Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." That his word would be eternal. And what he said, he meant and gave it to us so that we could consider the word of God. It is God's word. And each week as we open the Bible and consider what God is saying, we want to encourage you not just to go by what I say, but take a look at the Bible for yourself and what it says. And study the Word of God with us. Each week we'll take a passage of Scripture and go through it and just consider what God is saying to us today. You know, the most important message I think that we get out of the Bible, that we receive out of the Bible, is the fact that God loves you. God said in Jeremiah 33:3, "Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." And you see, God loves you so much that he wanted a relationship with you. He wanted to be able to speak to you and you be able to speak to him. When we speak to God, that's prayer. And it's in the Word of God that he speaks to us. And the very first thing is he communicates his love for us, his love for you. In the Word of God, you can find there the will of God, how to live for him. You know, I'm convinced that today, so many Christians are so shallow, and so many Christians are so easy to turn, so easy to confuse, because individually they have not been studying the Word of God and knowing the Word of God as we ought to. And part of the purpose of this program is to encourage you to consider His Word and what God is saying to you. This program began 20 years ago. And it began with a conviction in my own heart to reach out to talk to you and to encourage you to study the Bible and to consider what God says in His Word, to think about it and to meditate on it, as God said to Joshua, to work through its pages and to work through its promises, to work through everything that God has given us in His Word, that we might know Him and serve Him and live for Him and praise Him, and then to be able to communicate the gospel to someone else. You see, God loved you, and He sent His Son to die on a cross for you to forgive your sin and to take away your sin so that you could have eternal life in Him. And He'll give you that eternal life in heaven, give you a place in heaven. But you see, Christianity and walking with God is so much more than that. Well, it's great to go to heaven, and I'm excited about that. And I'm glad that we can know that we have eternal life in Christ. But you see, God wants a relationship with you right now. And He wants to talk to you right now. And He'll do that in His Word. And I hope you'll join us every week at this same time as we open the Scripture. We look through the passages of Scripture. We read what God is saying to us today. I believe God's message is for us today, and the Lord will speak to us as we consider His Word.
Consider His Word.